People are feeling COVID-19 fatigue 6 months into the pandemic. That can lead to not only more stress and tiredness, but irritability as well.
One thing that I think can be helpful is taking a step back and reminding ourselves this has been a stressful time for all of us.
That's Cody Maddock, a community-based therapy supervisor for Unity Place. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.
Today is Tuesday, September 22nd, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Governor J.B. Pritzker and Illinois Department of Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike announced the state of Illinois has surpassed 5 million COVID tests since the beginning of the pandemic. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter tells us more.
Governor Pritzker and Dr. Ezike are both thrilled that Illinois has had the resources necessary to allow Illinois to become a nation-leading testing operation. Pritzker mentioned that Illinois was the first state to have a COVID-19 test.
Illinois is also a national testing leader. We do 3.5 times the testing that the average state does, and we're one of the fastest states in delivering tests back to our residents.
Pritzker mentions that the state is excited to be working on new innovations in COVID-19 testing.
Mobile testing units allow us to quickly increase testing availability in areas facing high levels of community spread. What connects all of these testing advancements is a commitment by our government to rapid improvement.
But Ezike says that some communities still face hurdles preventing individuals from getting tested.
Some healthcare providers, clinics, and hospital systems have criteria that may limit the number of people who are tested. Barriers such as the need to be symptomatic or to be part of a certain health system may block some people from getting testing. We are reaching out and asking that these providers remove these barriers to partner in fighting COVID-19.
Pritzker and Dr. Ezike encourage all individuals to wear a mask when in public, to practice social distancing, and to maintain good personal hygiene to stop the spread of COVID-19. For more information, visit WCBU.org. I'm Olivia Streeter.
Here's some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. 6 Tazewell County residents died as a result of COVID-19 over the weekend, bringing the Tri-County area's death toll to 72. 5 of the 6 were residents of long-term care facilities experiencing outbreaks. Tri-County officials reported 172 new COVID-19 cases since Friday. Bradley University will lift the all-student quarantine tomorrow, but many restrictions will remain in place. And a Morton High School teacher has resigned following an investigation into an alleged relationship with a student. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. We're all under more stress after months of dealing with COVID-19 and other troubles. Cody Maddock, a community-based therapy supervisor at Unity Place, says while that's to be expected, there are also ways to alleviate those tensions.
We are all feeling some COVID fatigue, whether it's quarantining, staying at home, wearing masks, social distancing. We've been doing this for months now, and like you said, no end in sight right now. And being on alert for that long of a time period definitely comes with its stress, and it takes a toll. And whether it's with following those health guidelines or maybe worrying about the possibility of contracting the virus or having a loved one who may test positive or be at risk due to other health conditions, that worry, that concern, the alarm is definitely going to cause fatigue over time.
So can we talk just a little bit about what's the fatigue feel like? We've talked a little bit about how it happens, but how does it impact people, and what can I do potentially to stave it off or deal with it?
I think people will find it'll impact them in different ways, very much like stress. I think many have experienced prolonged periods of stress in their life before, hopefully not as long as this pandemic has been. fatigue as in tiredness, literal fatigue would definitely be a common part of COVID fatigue. Could be increased anxiety, perhaps irritability. Over time, chronic stress might impact how we are interacting with others and might rise in anger. Like I said, irritability that might impact relationships. Difficulty sleeping could all be part of this fatigue that we're experiencing.
You talked about people, actually feeling physically fatigued, feeling tired, being irritable more easily. But a lot of people are having a hard time. So how do I begin to deal with those interpersonal connections that might become frayed by the overall stress and tension right now?
I agree. I think we're all seeing that in people we know, and like we know, it's not just COVID right now. There's natural disasters. There's protests and a lot of strong feelings about everything that's going on. And one thing that I think can be helpful is taking a step back and reminding ourselves this has been a stressful time for all of us, and sometimes in different ways. But if we are noticing that we're feeling more irritable, and maybe someone we're talking to, we're noticing that they aren't quite themselves, or this is a more angry conversation than was intended, taking that step back and saying, well, this has been a very stressful year. It's possible that this irritability or anger that we're seeing is an expression of just all of this stress, and being compassionate to each other. It's okay to feel irritable. That's part of this fatigue, this stress, and it gets the better of us all sometimes. And being able to step back and acknowledge that can be very helpful.
That's Cody Maddock, community-based therapy supervisor for Unity Place, talking to WCBU's Tim Shelley. To hear the full conversation, go to WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.